Hillary wants to abolish, essentially abolish, the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick, her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But
the words that launched 1,000 CNN appearances and editorials. After that comment at a rally, Donald Trump said, in effect, his words were a call to vote. But Democrats and many Republicans said they heard a call to arms. Even some gun rights backers said they were offended. The conservative writer John Podoretz tweeted, "The implication is that all Second Amendment rights backers are potential assassins." And former CIA head Michael Hayden said if someone else had said those words, he'd be in the back of a police wagon with the Secret Service questioning him. But would he be charged? Scott Sunby is a federal criminal law expert at the University of Miami School of Law. Scott, your first thoughts.
So as someone who works in the criminal law and realizes the criminal law is intended to be used as a remedy of a last resort, my reaction was that that probably did not arise to the level of what we would define as the crime of making a threat. And that's because the Supreme Court has said that even if you say words which even a reasonable person might take as a threat of bodily harm, that unless the person who's saying the words either intended or perhaps was aware that they would be taken that way, that that is not a sufficient level of culpability to justify labeling the person, in this case, a criminal felon.
And I imagine that's very hard to do, know what it was going on in someone's head when they said something.
It's very difficult to prove, and it's one of those standards which we deliberately want set high, because people often say things out of anger, or they are trying to make a joke and it goes over poorly. So we want to make sure that we are only punishing people who are making threats where they actually intend or know that it's likely to result in some type of physical harm. So I think that any responsible prosecutor would probably say, given the potential ambiguity of the statement, that he could claim it was either a joke or that he was trying to rally his voters, that the likelihood of a prosecution in a case like this would be very slim.
Well, what about, you know, people are saying, but this is different because it's a presidential candidate. And as Michael Hayden also said, it's not what you say, it's how people hear it. And you're supposed to be aware of that. You know, a presidential candidate's words matter.
They certainly matter as a question of ethics or morality. Is what Trump said irresponsible? Definitely. Is it reprehensible? I would say so. But we don't use the criminal law just to punish people who are irresponsible and say reprehensible things. So we'd have a lot of people in prison, even presidential candidates. Perhaps the Secret Service would want to investigate to make sure that he didn't mean it. But the question of whether he committed the crime is a different one than whether we disapprove of what he said.
Well, and the reports are the Secret Service is saying that they are aware of the words. But you know, you're speaking about speech, and that brings us to the First Amendment rights. And, you know, the First Amendment of the freedom of speech was created specifically to protect political discourse, even if you don't like it. But what if, and this is, you know, God forbid, someone does something, even says they were inspired by someone's words.
Right.
Can you hold someone responsible who people feel insinuated that people should do something?
So you can definitely hold someone responsible. The question is how we hold them responsible. Should they be held account in the court of public opinion or at the ballot box? You know, certainly. But unless they really cross a clear line where it is clear that he is calling people to respond to his words in that way.
Well, that brings us to Al Baldassaro, the Trump advisor from New Hampshire, who actually said in a radio interview, Hillary Clinton should be shot for treason because of the Benghazi. Is that illegal?
Again, it would depend on whether what he is saying there is the heated rhetoric or whether a prosecutor could prove that what he is saying is, I actually intend for her to be shot, or I am aware that by saying this, someone is likely to go out and shoot her. But the key is to realize that The First Amendment allows a lot of things which we would strongly disapprove of, unless we are confident that actually they meant for that threat to be acted on or were aware that people were going to act upon it.
And it's a very uncomfortable discussion even to talk about possibilities. Scott Sunby, federal criminal law expert at the University of Miami School of Law. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.